Ugandan troops have served in the African Union peacekeeping mission in Somalia for 15 years. Last week, Al-Shabaab fighters attacked their base in Bulemaria in the Lower Shabelle region. The Ugandan government took days to confirm the number of deaths.
Al-Shabaab claimed they killed over 130 Ugandan peacekeepers in that incident. The Ugandan military did admit casualties, they did suffer casualties, but did not reveal the number as of until today, in which they claim 54 were killed.
The Somali government has been making gains against the armed group for months. It's taken back swathes of territory and encouraged Somalis to work with the government to reveal Al-Shabaab hideouts. But it appears the armed group is still capable of launching a large-scale attack against an African Union base.
Despite gaining territory from Al-Shabaab, Al-Shabaab is still able to strike targets at will, whether it be Somali government installations or foreign military bases, as you've seen with the latest incident targeting the Ugandan military base.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni says his soldiers did not perform as expected and panicked. Museveni had threatened to reduce the number of troops serving in the African Union mission after funding cuts in 2020. There's also pressure at home to end the mission in Somalia. And now, after last week's raid, two senior officers are facing a court-martial to answer for one of the largest number of Ugandan deaths in a single attack in Somalia. Barbara Angopa, Al Jazeera.